Welcome to the Jarrett Lamb Podcast. We got Blake Hoffman here.
How you doing, Mr. Lamb?
Better now that I'm sitting across the table from this man.
Oh yeah, you really like this guy? You a big fan?
What do you do exactly?
Sell real estate. I'm a licensed home builder.
Sounds good.
Do a lot of walking.
No one gives a shit about your walking.
Chilling.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Think that makes you a big man?
Like big hunting. Hunting big bucks. Slamming chicks.
There's dicks in Dallas.
No, I'm not a homosexual. But if you're a homosexual, that's okay.
Okay.
Are you gay?
No.
That's okay.
Are you a fag?
No, I'm not. I like girls.
That's good. Okay, so how's your week been?
It's been a decent week. Pretty good.
Anything exciting?
Yeah. Got one of my best friends under contract to own a house.
Oh, you told me you were hanging up this one girl.
Which one?
One that, you know, that's around here.
The one that lives in my neighborhood?
Yeah.
Yeah, she recently divorced, has two kids.
It's hot.
She's hot, though.
It's all hot.
I saw her out running on the trail with this, like, big cleated shirt. And Calvin and I started talking to her.
Yeah, but Calvin's a fag.
Right, and she knew that.
Was it from the short shorts?
No, he doesn't wear short shorts. He likes Donald Trump, actually. Calvin, he likes...
That's how you know he's a fag.
He's a conservative. I like Donald Trump.
I know, I like Donald Trump, too. I just think he's a fag.
Who, Trump is?
No, the other one.
Calvin?
Yes.
That's not nice.
I know.
What if he hears this?
Boo-hoo.
Well, I guess he'll
probably cry.
He probably won't cry. He'll probably just laugh, honestly.
I just think it's funny because he was such a raging, like, conservative Catholic.
Now he's a conservative.
Now he's like, fuck dicks for Christ.
He doesn't talk like that.
It's just like he doesn't speak like that.
He likes,
He likes men.
Pretty much.
Strong men. So what's up? No, the 40-year-old.
We'll see what she says.
The MILF next door.
She just hit me up, and I replied, and I'm waiting to hear back.
The MILF next door.
The MILF and the million, $1.5 million home in the water. That invited me to go get a drink with her, and I literally just fucking messaged her back. Because I didn't read her message all the
time. I'm not upset, Blake. Because, like, you gotta think, she's probably already drinking herself.
She has two kids.
Where the fuck is Mormosa's, or whatever the fuck you said it is? Like, what the fuck is the place that she's
called? It's called Madrone's. It's a really good restaurant. Very good.
Doesn't sound like a place to be let into.
We would be. Me, Matt, and Christina went there for dinner the other night.
That's cool. Wait, did we go there that one time? And the food was horrible, the Mexican place?
No. We went...
Well, I enjoyed it, honestly. You guys got all pissy, but...
It's called, like, American Grill or something.
Oh, okay.
We're recording.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wondered.
Why?
Just making sure.
Why do you think we're not recording? This is gold.
Oh, we're just talking about what we're doing tonight.
Yeah, I don't care. This is bro. This is the pod. What we do is halfway interesting.
You know what?
That's why I brought you on here.
I got an idea.
Okay, shoot.
Here's what we're gonna do.
I need to give this fucking podcast some personality, Blake.
I'm gonna drive.
You're not personality.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna drive. And there's a place
called. And I'm gonna watch.
Remember that place I wanted you to go to called the Golden Horseshoe? That night we both got
the Golden Anal Bead.
No, we both got wrecked. down at the over at the casino in Charlestown, okay?
Oh, fuck.
And I fucking got into an Uber, and the Uber said, sir, I think, like, he got pulled over without a driver's license.
You went, you dumb motherfucker.
I never went.
But you wanted to go.
But
there.
He's like, yeah, he's like, dude, why don't we, like, take you to McDonald's and take you back to your hotel, bro? Like, I don't know if you should go in that place by yourself. You seem like you've had a lot to drink. I was like, you know what, you're right. Fucking, he took me home. The Uber driver should have gotten arrested, but he didn't have a driver's license and he got pulled over. Somehow he's driving fucking Uber.
Welcome to Uber.
The Uber guy let him go to take me home. No, he had a driver's license. It was like an expired license or like expired insurance or.
You're just all scared in the back, like drunk as fuck.
Yeah, I think I had like a joint in my pocket or something.
$1,000 in cash.
Yeah, and like probably like $2,000 in cash from the casino because I won big. And then fucking, what I'm trying to say is what we should do is we should tell Matt that we're going to take him out to dinner and just fucking take him there. Not even tell him what it is, and we'll just park outside and we'll all just go in and hang out.
It actually work.
It's like 40 minutes away. I'll drive.
Where? The casino? No, we're not going to the strip club. I hate those places, dude. And this place is so horrible. You're talking about going to the place that you got pulled... We're about to go to, but you got pulled over in the cab? Or the Uber? Are you talking about the Golden Horseshoe?
What's wrong?
It's a shithole.
I just wanted to see some titties up close without having to take them out for a drink right now.
You don't have to. We just go out and fuck them. What I'm saying is, see, what I thought have actually been, that's not a bad plan, Blake. Even though strip clubs are horrible, and that one in general is a
pistol. We're not going to pay much. We're just going to grab a beer. I just want to see Matt's face in there.
Why don't we grab pre-med and go to Madrido's or whatever the fuck.
Madrid?
Yeah. Just have a guy's night out.
I don't think she's going to reply. I think I blew it. I think she's not going to read it for like a couple of days.
Why? See, I think your first message makes you look a little alpha. Like, I don't give a shit, I'm doing what I'm doing.
Some other time, let me know it sounds good.
Or, you go to another place, I mean, it's a Friday night.
I'm sorry, since it was getting later in the day. Didn't say anything wrong. She can say, "Oh, yeah, bring your friend."
I don't give a shit.
Okay. Oh, shit! You want to go to Annapolis? I thought you just said let's go to Annapolis.
No, I was saying go to that one place with pre-med if you really want to meet him up.
Maybe. I mean, I just don't want to meet somebody older than us, like super fucking high.
Who gives a shit?
I can't. I have anxiety.
Okay, you want me to lead it off then? You
can. No, I'll get anxious.
And I'll be like, hello.
If I,
let me say...
I don't want to get drunk. I really don't want to drink right now.
Blake, that's fine. Let me be my dumbass self. Because you know the dumb shit I can say. I'm going to geek you out. I'm going to geek you out and I'll make you look great.
No.
Be like, look at this butterball. Come on, dude. It's going to be fun.
We'll think about it. Let's see what she says first.
I'm going to bend you over and turn you into a Christmas tree.
I'm going to turn your face into a toilet seat. I thought I was coming to do some hotboxing with Mike Tyson.
You'd love him to box your asshole and just get one punch up there.
I would. Be a good way to go out, honestly.
Lubed up and all.
I'm going to get lubed up in your asshole. That's just a joke.
He wasn't kidding!
That's a joke.
Mary said he's not queer.
So did you hear about that guy who he shoved a raw egg up his asshole without breaking it? Then he went to the hospital because he couldn't poop it out.
Joke's on you! That was you!
He was trying to lay the egg. And then the hospital broke the egg inside of him, and the eggshell cut him up a bit. He lived, though.
Oh, yeah, that's how you're here today.
There was another guy that shoved up a light. There was a guy that kept going to a hospital because he kept shoving light bulbs up his ass. This is a real thing.
That kind of sounds like you.
But, like, he kept shoving stuff up his ass. He got a hamster stuck in his ass, this guy. This is a real thing. It's called 1,000 Ways to Die. It's a show. So, goes in there and got a hamster stuck in his ass.
Yeah, he's called Mr. Slave.
The hamster dies. Fucking in his ass.
Oh, God, dude.
Okay? And then he fucking went in there and, like... He went in there like 3 or 4 times, and then he went in there for a damn light bulb, and it broke inside of him.
God, a fucking hamster.
While he was in there, dude, he didn't fucking shove it. He had an addiction. He didn't shove anything up his ass for like a week or so while he was in the hospital. And he was all healed up from the light bulb almost. Not all healed up.
Fucking, took the jar.
There's a nurse coming down the hallway with a bunch of fucking mercury thermometers.
Oh, fucking, God.
And he went out there and shoved like... fucking 20 of them in his butt.
Oh, God.
And they all broke and killed him.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Is this real?
This is real.
Holy shit.
You want me to look it up?
No, please.
Dude, I'll read about it for you.
Like, I don't want to.
I thought you wanted to talk about interesting stuff.
Well, this is definitely on the it's kind of the homoerotic spectrum, so.
Nothing gay about that.
Gay shoving about shit up his ass. What well, the
no,
fuck
no,
are you
nothing
doing?
Gay about talking about it.
You're such a faggot. Okay. Well, that was one thing. But either way, I think Matt's going to be your best wingman.
Matt will probably fucking sit there like 20 beers deep and not say a word.
I'm married.
Can't talk to you guys. I gotta go sit at this table in the corner.
You're going to go not be a man whore.
Because I can't. I'm one deep down. Oh, I wish I was over there with this.
Deep course. Down, I have over 200 bodies. I know he has triple digits. You do? Triple digits? I doubt that.
No.
If it's not fall, it's summer.
She's marrying Vishnu. She cheated on... She married fucking Cody...
I know that. I remember that.
Okay, I broke up with her.
Vishnu's eyes looking both ways.
Two or three days later, she's like...
Free Palestine!
She's holding Cody's hand. She marries Cody.
Uh-huh.
Cheats on Cody with Cody's best friend, Vishnu.
Who's also a fraternity brother.
Yeah, or good friend, Vishnu. Now she's marrying Vishnu.
Thank you. Come again, Summer.
Dude, I would hit Summer. Hey, what's up? How you guys doing? How are you, Summer? Like, you guys want to come move to Maryland and buy a house? And like, fuck with the fuck.
You should ask him. How's Cody? Exactly.
So now she's marrying Vishnu.
Bro, remember when she left her account up in my room?
Yeah.
On Facebook, and we, you were with me, and we.
Do you think Jimmy's still alive?
Okay, hold on. Before we get into that topic, because that's a good topic to talk about, let's talk about first. We text him to come to the door, and because my dorm was right near the back entrance of...
Hey, what's up, Jimmy?
Shaw. And we were like, Jimmy, come to the back door.
You're
I'm really
hallway.
Confused. I need some help. Blake's not here. I'm really sad and alone. Remember I said
dude,
shit
he
like
basically
that?
Said, I want you to come over and cuddle with
fuck.
Me or something.
Yeah,
he
Blake's
said,
bad.
Fuck me or something.
I pretty much alluded. I want you to pretty much, like,
come fight me.
And, bro, he was right at the back door. We can see him right there.
He was there right at the door. He was there right.
What
he
the fuck? Summer just like told me like
he literally
if he again come to here and that's so weird. He
sprinted across campus.
Yeah, I told him because I was like, remember I was like, why
over,
is he right
he
here?
He lived over in one of those places
Turner.
By the D Hall.
Right. Remember
he
I was
fucking
like,
ran at Turner.
Dude, I loved Shaw with the air conditioning, but I wish I would have lived in Turner for like a semester just because you guys were so much fun. To hang out with. But I liked where I lived. I at least lived in a halfway decent building.
Yeah, yeah.
But your guys' was fun. You were in... No, you were in Shaw originally.
No, yeah. That was when I
that
lived in Shaw that
night. And then Ben lived in Gardner.
Yeah. And then me and Ben fucking became roommates.
Okay. What were you saying about Jimmy being alive?
Why would you allude to that? I mean, even after Jimmy did that to me, I still, like, went snowboarding with him and shit, but, like... But like, yeah, dude, he literally tried to fuck my girlfriend in my own dorm room. I don't know why I stayed that kid's friend, honestly.
Bro, he was always really, like, anti-Dilla, remember?
Yeah, he was kind of crazy.
That was really weird.
But yeah. The reason I'm saying I wonder if he's still alive is because I saw him, like, a couple years
He's just not a good-looking dude, ain't sure.
But a couple years after graduation, he was just... You could tell he was depressed. He said he hated his life. He wants to kill himself.
I want him to be alive because Vinny seemed to end up good. Nicole seemed up all right. I don't really know too much.
That ferret is still alive.
But... Hopefully.
Nicole has it. She, like, hits me up every couple of years telling me about it. Because
Vinny did all right, but...
He told me he was suicidal. Really, that's why I said, is he still alive?
I miss him, but as much as I hate it, you can look up his name if you want to just see their obituaries. You know what state it'd be in.
James Bombera.
Well, you know where I lost a lot of respect for him? Yeah. Was when he wrote on that table. Remember we had the Fytol table?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck them, and he wrote on it?
Yeah.
Dude, that guy was an ass. I thought we were better than that. Dude. And him and Bradley Nelson, those are mine.
Do you care if I top this off while we're having the podcast?
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to still keep talking.
But yeah, he just frustrated me. But you saw him like 3 or 4 years ago. Wasn't he in town for the longest time? And he was like a teacher or something?
Jimmy?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. And that's when he was fucking said he was so miserable. And I was like, Jimmy, well, you know, how about you come hang out with your friends and cheer up? And he's like, no. He was literally like a fucking emo that day. But that was the last time I ever saw him. It was at one of the, what do you call it?
Reunions or homecomings?
Homecoming.
And you think he's suicidal?
Well, he basically told me he wanted to die. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck did that kid go through to feel that way? That's sad.
I don't know, he didn't. Is that salt water?
I don't know. I'm about to test it. I have 2 buckets, one's fresh, one's
I don't know. He lived in town, like, later on in his college career, just grew apart from, like, regular people and became, like, a townie, dude.
Dude, I know, like, but, you know, I hate to say it, but, like, I feel
like... he was still at Shepherd, but he grew apart from all of us, dude.
I don't mean me, I don't mean you, I don't mean, like, our close friends, but I think some people who did a lot of fucking hard drugs, it changed their brain and made them like Jimmy, and I wouldn't be surprised if it was because of Jimmy doing drugs.
What shit did he do? Because I did shit too, but okay.
But I think like, that you did it once in a while. You didn't do shrooms fucking every day.
Like, I'm not the same, but I don't think I've lost a step, even from doing that shit. Like, I feel still sharp and like still with it. But he, like, what was he doing? Was he really doing a lot of shit with the townies? Because I could totally see that. He was a step off by the end.
Oh, dude.
And what he really started to find out is he's not that bright either, sadly. Because even freshman year, he wasn't that bright.
Yeah.
But until, like, your junior or senior year, you can honestly slide through college. Because 1 in 200-level classes are not that difficult.
Dude, fucking, I thought senior year was easier than my second semester, or some of these.
My last semester, I actually had a lot to do, but it wasn't, like, the worst, but it was tough.
I guess my last semester was easiest because I took a bunch of credits in the beginning, so, like, my last semester, I could literally take, like, 2 classes and be done.
Yeah. Man, my last semester was somewhat difficult. Not bad, but somewhat difficult.
How am I going to do this? It's going to make a little mess. Yeah, dude. Dude, look up Jimmy real quick.
Yeah, I'll look him up, see if he's anything.
You're still recording, man.
Yeah, of course I am. Bro, I don't really care if these names get name dropped. It's like, whatever. Bombera.
I mean, maybe he'll see it or care about it. Like, hey, what the fuck happened to our buddy? We're not saving any...
What's his, how do you spell his last name? Do you know?
U-M-B-E-R-A. Seahorse died because I let it get so bad.
Damn. Well, the good part is I don't see any obituary. Yeah, I thought I found him on a predator list.
Seriously?
No, he's not on there. It's the wrong one.
Jesus.
I thought it was him for a second, I'll be totally honest. And do you know what the sad part is? I could believe it.
Oh my god, he's a predator.
And my wife thinks pigs can fly. You'd be drinking too. You don't know who, bro. Like, we're not alluding that anymore.
That's true.
We didn't even say like what anything is. But what do you think of it? That enemy looks dead.
An enemy?
No, I'm just kidding. That enemy looks dead.
What's up, Lynn Dixie?
Nope. You're not getting let out of your cage. You're a cute little beagle.
What's a beagle?
Blake tells all the women around here that he's a dilf. He goes, I'm the hottest dilf in town. God bless you.
When all the girls go, oh my god, he's a dilf.
He goes, you bitter sweet ass I am. And then he goes, now let me see that sweet ass.
Let me see that tongue.
Show me that tongue! Spread your shit! Spread your shit! Spread your shit! Do you know what the best part is, though, Blake?
What?
Right there. And you did that. You did that all by yourself.
Did what?
You know.
Oh, the name break? I don't understand.
No, you did that.
Did what?
You helped them move in next door.
Yeah.
You did that.
Oh, I sold them.
Well, welcome.
I sold them that.
Yep. And now you get the deal with the misery.
It's nice having Matt around, but it's like all we do is sit on the couch and drink fucking 100 beers.
No, I don't like Matt. That's why I say we should hang out with him today.
We are.
Tonight. That way we can be like, hey man, let's get some debauchery.
We're going to theme him shortly.
Because his wife's out of town, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, let's have some fun. Let's tell all them bitches to go fuck themselves. That we're going to fuck them.
Right in the ass.
Right in the ass cheeks. Just like a good bitch. Spread your shit. Spread your shit. Spread your shit. Oh, it's touched him.
Spread your ass cheeks so I can brand you. I'm gonna get branded, Jack.
Spread your shit. No. Spread your shit. Spread your shit. Spread your shit.
I literally just dumped a bunch more dirty water back in here. I didn't have enough fresh water to fucking keep up with it.
But it's all salt water, right?
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Well, right, but it was some of the water I took out, I put back in.
You're disgusting.
Why?
I'm just fucking with you, I don't care. Just put some gasoline in there and create a mass exodus of all living creatures.
Are you a fan of Maximus Johnson?
No, I love Maximus Johnson. That's my homie.
Talk to me.
Talk to me, Goose.
Tell me where you come from. Show me where you piss from.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
That's what Steph says. Show me where you piss from.
Was Steph here a couple weeks back? Show me where you piss from.
Ugh.
It's a little weird.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Slade? You ready to meet a couple dudes out on the town?
I got a problem, son.
What's up, Salute? What's going on, Saluteus Maximus? What's going on, big stranger danger?
I don't have enough salt in here somehow, and I dumped salt water.
Oh, they have enough stranger.
Well, they have enough salt in the water.
Just throw some salt in it, boy.
I don't have any.
Yeah, you do. You have pink Himalayan salt right there on the right.
You can't use that.
You got table salt, too.
You can't use
that. Well, then what fucking salt are you going to use?
Sea salt.
You're a sea salt man. Well, let them die, then.
They won't die.
I'm just kidding. big old starfish. He keeps sucking on the side.
That's what she said. I'm gonna be sucking on your side if you don't stop.
What the fuck? Get the fuck away from me.
Dude, I'm JK, JK.
Okay. Sounds a little homosexual there.
Forgot we were recording.
You know being homosexual is...
You're gonna get canceled.
You know being homosexual is the devil, Blake.
You're gonna get canceled.
Blake, you know homosexuality is the devil. Stop talking.
Do you ever go on the Full Send podcast?
Full what?
The Full Send podcast.
What the fuck is that?
It's an upload.
Sounds gay as shit. Just like her asshole.
If you're a 2.3, the one was a 2.6. It's 1.020.
Yeah, I'm fine. pretty mad. Pretty mad. Pretty mad.
What do you think my neighbors would do?
I don't know.
Thank you, God, for having extra salt water. I didn't know that.
You're welcome, Blake.
Did you just hear that, dude?
What?
God just said you're welcome, Blake. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Safety. What does that mean when somebody farts and goes, oh, safety?
I don't know.
Have you ever heard somebody do that?
Who's shiesty?
Huh?
Who's shiesty?
Why are you showing your balls? I mean, are you still recording?
Oh, that's you said that shit. It's not my fault. I can't wait to put this one on. I'm gonna show you is all different types of things, like, it's gonna destroy his career.
Please don't do this to me.
Oh God,
what?
It's everywhere.
What is? The water?
Yeah.
The same. I can feel it swimming on my skin. Oh.
Stop it,
call me Reginald Jackson Jr.
Hello, Reginald Jackson Jr.
Hello, young man.
I'm going to show you the art of the anus.
Nice.
This chick's coming over here.
Is she really?
Yeah. She's going to show us the art of the anus.
I thought you were saying she really was coming over.
What?
I thought you were saying she was coming over.
Dude, I think I just fucked my fish tank up. I just fucking started dumping water in.
Before you know it, his whole ecosystem died overnight. It's okay, Blake. I've ruined a lot of good things too before.
Yeah, and I could literally drive 15 minutes to fix it. Or I could just leave it how it is and hope for the best.
You know it is and hope for the best, my friend. That's all you can do.
I'm gonna call Jared and ask him real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, no worries, I will keep that in mind.
southeast of Boyers.
Hey, what's up? I got a quick question for you. I wasn't as careful as I normally am, and somehow I just did a water change, and I got my salinity down to 1.017 or 1.8. Do you think all my shit's gonna die if I don't come and get more water right now? What? Oh, crap, okay. Well, I dumped salt water in it, but I read it as 1.02 even or something, but... I did, but I've had it for a while. You know what I mean? Somehow it was 1.02 when I put it in there. I mean, I shook it up, and then my salt water salinity was kind of high when I poured it in, and then I thought, oh, we'll just even it out, and it somehow is still low. Yeah, I don't... It's just, like, slightly under 2.0. My condian enemy is, like... Looks like it's dead. All within 5 minutes. Yeah. Think I should just come get some water? Okay, thank you. See ya. Bye. You're like, your shit's gonna die unless you come get some water.
Good job, Mike. Well, between all the gay jokes, alluding to a lot of things and the dog whimpering in the background, I think this is a good podcast. This is Jared Lamb signing off. Good night.